Prepare to dive into the forefront of healthcare innovation at our 14th annual meeting coming up on April 8th through 11th at the Hyatt Regency in Chicago, with thousands of industry leaders converging over four dynamic days of discussions on crucial topics from health IT to executive leadership. It's where the future of healthcare takes shape. We can't wait to connect with you in person and engage in these important conversations.
This is Laura Dierdo with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Tina Esposito, Senior Vice President and Chief Data Officer at Advocate Health. Tina, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Thank you, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'm really looking forward to talking with you further about some of the big things that you're doing at Advocate Health and, you know, what you're looking ahead for. But before we dive into that question, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure, happy to. So yes, thanks for having me. Tina Esposito, Chief Data Officer for Advocate Health. I've been with a legacy with the organization, with a prior to that legacy organization. So I've been affiliated with this organization for 25 years. I celebrate my 25th anniversary March 1st of this year. I came to this role, I had started, if you will, in one of our hospitals, Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. And I always say, I was doing data before data was a thing. And so I've really been able to see firsthand how the organization has evolved, both in understanding of the benefit and value of data, information, reporting, analytics, et cetera. And I've also been able to kind of have a hand, if you will, in enhancing that and improving our ability and capability around that effort as well.
Well, that's great to hear. And certainly, like you mentioned, a long legacy of having that data-driven healthcare, which is exciting to see. I know so many different health systems right now are trying to figure out how to incorporate the immense amount of data that they can gather today into the healthcare system. So I'm excited to learn from your perspective how things have evolved and what you're really doing at Advocate Health. Now, could you tell me about one of your most successful projects from the last year or two? What did you do and how did you measure the results?
Sure. So I think there's a couple that come to mind. As I mentioned, and perhaps as listeners are aware, Advocate Health is a relatively new entity. It was formed with the merger of Atrium Health in the Southeast and Advocate Aurora Health in the Midwest. So we've been sort of at this, if you will, for a little over a year. And a lot of the work that has gone on, and I'm very proud of this, we have been very thoughtful and how we are approaching our integration. And that comes across in a number of ways. In my world, in my area, we've focused on ensuring that there is frameworks and a framework around coming together as it relates to data governance, to AI, you know, being responsible in how we consider AI as a tool for us and how we would, you know, innovate and deploy it. Very thoughtful in how we were bringing legacy teams together and ensuring that we were aligning ourselves accordingly, not as legacy organizations, but rather a new entity. And given the size, certainly kind of the changing strategy, if you will, as that has evolved. So I would say I'm very proud of that. I think the way to measure that is really to ensure that I think that you've got a strategy moving forward, a cohesive strategy. You have teammate experience that is good, that people are understanding the value that they bring to the organization. They understand where they belong in the organization. I would also point to some of our outcomes really off the gate. You know, our safety and health outcomes, for example, has surpassed even some of the legacy efforts that we had. So I think there's different ways of measuring it, but I also think it's important just to be thoughtful as we come together before we actually do. Let's think thoughtfully about how we're going to do it before we sort of hit go. So I would say I'm probably most proud about that. I think the other area, maybe more tactically, that we've spent quite a bit of time on is sort of our move to the cloud and creating a modern data platform. So as we think about not only modernizing our data, but creating a platform that will enable us both from sort of an advanced data science perspective, a digital perspective, an AI perspective, bringing that together. It's been a couple years of really thoughtfulness, planning, and we've really been able to realize ensuring that we are enabling the organization through kind of this cloud-based approach with data and sort of the accessibility of it.
That's great to hear. And certainly that transition to the cloud and being able to have a cohesive platform, I know, can really make a big difference, as you were saying, to how you're able to gather and corral some of that data and then use it in a very meaningful and thoughtful way. From your perspective, and given how quickly things are changing in the healthcare field, what are your top priorities right now and for the next 12 months? What are you really seeing as being important and essential top of mind today?
Sure. Well, I think it does go back to a couple. I have a couple in mind. I think first, continuing to build out our cloud strategy, moving more data into the cloud, because what that does is it really enables you to pull disparate sources together in sort of a very technically appropriate way, but then also enabling it and exposing it to the right folks so that they can leverage it as part of their work, whether that's, you know, operations or strategy or what have you. So certainly that. The other area that I'm really interested in is thinking about how we better collaborate with our operators. And so as we think about all of the, whether that's, you know, resources we have, efforts that we how do we sort of better engage in a more meaningful conversation to really identify priorities? What is value add? I think there's often this back and forth that is a little bit more order taking, and then we sort of are disconnected. And so how can we strengthen that a little bit in terms of how we do our work? How do we ensure that operations has line of sight into maybe what we might be dealing with, and vice versa? How do we get ourselves much more in the operator's shoes so that we can better partner in a way that will help them be successful as well? So a lot of work going on as it relates to triaging, as it relates to staffing, as it relates to how we connect and how we sort of have those conversations in ultimately identifying what kind of the most important work needs to be done.
That really makes a lot of sense. And, you know, I can imagine it's easier said than done to bring together an organization with the breadth and depth that you have, and then two, to become better partners and like you were mentioning, have that operational efficiency that can be so meaningful.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you have to be very broad in terms of your thinking and sort of taking a step back to understand the big picture, but then also getting very deep and very practical to ensure that, you know, even at the local level, folks have what they need to do their work and run their day.
Absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. And along those lines, you know, as times grow and evolve, how do you anticipate your role on teams will change based on the needs of the rest of the system and the patients that you're serving?
Well, I think we have to be really flexible. I think the business of healthcare is changing. I think there's still a core that needs to be about the patient and always as such. But these organizations have become incredibly complex, and there's affiliations, and there are other you know, aspects of the business that we just really need to make sure that we're aligning ourselves accordingly. And you know, how we've always been doing the work may not be the way that we should be doing it in the future. I'm excited, for example, on maybe things that could be enabled by technology, whether that's AI or something else. And so how can we quickly pilot, understand, and incorporate new technology or sort of kind of novel ways of doing our work to ultimately make us more efficient? I think that there's value, for example, in ensuring that we are very focused on doing with the data, not just pulling the data. So how do we make that clearer? How can we better guide? How can we better consult so that ultimately things are action oriented in a way that would deem us successful or help us close the gap or, you know, perhaps realize the strategy that we are deploying?
That's fascinating to hear. And, you know, as you look at this change and face these changes head on, especially going from, you know, just providing the information, providing the data to then making it actionable and ensuring that people are following up and, you know, having that, taking those actions and those steps, how do you change the culture around that? What is really, from a leadership perspective, essential to do to get the results that you're looking for and get the actions that you're looking for from the team?
I think that's a great question. I'm not sure anyone's cracked that nut, but I think some of what we intend to do is really double down a bit on data literacy to ensure, I think even just raising this as something that is an opportunity and ensuring that there is a mutual understanding between the business and IT or data and analytics. You know, in my world, it's data and analytics, but I think you can replace that with any sort of support service that exists. I think having meaningful conversations on how to be successful together makes a huge difference. In the data and analytics space, I think a huge component of this is data literacy and sort of this notion of understanding what needs to occur in order for something to be very successful with data. So, and what I mean by that, and I know I referenced this earlier, but for example, understanding very clearly as a data leader or as a data support, What's the question? What's the business issue that we're trying to solve for? When I know context, I can much better help support them from a data perspective, what you might need, right? If I only have a request for a report or a piece of information, I may be missing the bigger picture. So having that conversation with operations and together understanding, okay, what's the business question we're trying to solve for? Now let's together figure out what would actually get us there. You know, what is the piece of data, the reporting, the analysis, whatever, insert whatever there to help better support you. So certainly I think an opportunity for us. I think also sometimes, you know, trying to figure out what that balance is between centralized resources and decentralized resources is often very important. I think there are efficiencies that can be gained centralizing infrastructure, centralizing governance, centralizing aspects that ensure that from a decentralized approach, if someone is accessing this information, they can be assured that it's correct, that it's valid, that it's governed, that, you know, changes in the database have been incorporated and sort of they don't have to think about that. And that makes their job easier as well. So I think that also is a huge component in understanding what is that line. Sometimes it's a little blurry, but if done well, I think it can be the most efficient way for an organization to ensure that they're leveraging their data.
That makes a lot of sense. Tina, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. This has been a fascinating conversation. I learned a ton, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thanks so much, Laura. Appreciate it.